Hey everybody, this is Dr. Jackie again. Welcome to the College of Education's First Gen Me podcast. You know, our platform is designed to provide a space for our first generation college graduates to share within a small space of time valuable nuggets to support you. You are first generation college students. And here with me today, I am so excited. We have Floyd Craig, our Director of Diversity Initiatives here in the College of Education. Welcome, Floyd.
Thank you.
Tell us today, Floyd, you know, we have one general question that I like to ask all of my guests. And that one question is, what does the first generation college graduate identity mean to you?
For me, I think it's more of, just being that one to take the road less traveled. As far as my family, as far as my community, you know, as far as my circle, I found that I was the one to pretty much set the standard. As being the first to go to college in my family, I kind of set the stage. And we're talking about cousins, we're talking about my sibling, we're talking about, you know, parents as well, uncles, aunts. You know, for the most part, I was pretty much the first. Mm-hmm. So when I say the road less traveled, I was the one to experience what it was to fill out the financial aid forms, mm-hmm. what it was to meet deadlines for the application, searching for scholarship opportunities, which I also missed opportunities just because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So part of that identity is going through that and making sure that those who follow behind, you know, they don't have to deal with the same struggles that I had to. Mm-hmm. So it's almost kind of like, you know, taking the road less traveled, but also clearing the path for those to follow, mm-hmm. you know, after me.
I really like that, Floyd. You talked about the road less traveled, and during your journey, you mentioned some things about meeting deadlines, filling out applications, and I know many of our first-generation college students identify with that. Can you share some advice with them on how you were able to navigate, meet those deadlines, and fill out those applications? Were you able, did you get assistance from anyone, or did you just take the time and say, oh, you know what, I'm just gonna tackle this, and I'm gonna, you know, how did you map it out for yourself?
Well, I would say it was both. One, I learned that there's a lot that I have to read for myself. There's a lot of information and research that I had to do to find out those answers. But there was also the fact that once getting to campus, pretty much building a whole nother village. Mm-hmm. You know, I have, I've been out of undergrad now for 20 plus years now. And some of those relationships that I built, some of those people who I studied with are still dear friends to me today. So, you know, building that village and finding those resources on campus, mm-hmm. To help guide me through, you know, some of the unanswered questions. Mm-hmm. My parents, they helped me as much as they could, but again, this isn't an experience that they had. So mm-hmm. There were advisors and different other people on campus, along with my peers, who, I basically used, and they helped me to navigate that space.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in our last episode, one of our faculty members, Wanju, she shared with us how, you know, she was an international student and her parents weren't really involved in the educational process, and she didn't really want to kind of bother them because she knew that they were working and they just had other things that were keeping them busy. So that educational piece, it was something that she just had to take on for herself and be a role model for her brother. And just as you stated, you were wanting to build that pathway for your cousins and your relatives, and now your own daughter. So tell me something. We have a lot of listeners, I'm hoping, who are putting their ear closer to the microphone now. What would be a nugget or you talked about building that village. How could they build that village here at Purdue University?
I think, one, finding those resources, which, you know, if you're in the College of Education, you know, my door's always open. So I invite any and everybody to come talk to me. As far as my experience, as far as my background, I'm open to help. And just the fact that, you know, I've done it for so many years. As a classroom teacher, giving that support to students. Mm-hmm. A lot of those students who were just like me, you know, mm-hmm. coming through. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as far as me, you know, I wasn't the perfect student. I wasn't, you know, always focused on college. And if not for people putting, putting different opportunities before me mm-hmm. and, you know, helping me along the way as well, I probably wouldn't have made it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even getting to college and finding that circle. So mm-hmm. when I say building that village, you know, I was able to find, you know, like-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, although there are two in particular who, you know, we pretty much, to date, I would say they're as close as brothers as, you know, as I've been able to have because of those times and those experiences that we shared mm-hmm. in undergrad. Mm-hmm. All three of us were different majors, but we still pushed each other. Mm-hmm. We still challenged each other. Mm-hmm. And even as grown men, even to date, we still challenge and push each other mm-hmm. to be our best selves. So I think, you know, finding those people who will tell the truth to you, who will be honest, who will help, you know, help you to be your best self is probably one of the best things, I guess, that helped me to work my way through as a, you know, first generation college student and college graduate.
Right. I truly appreciate your wealth of just giving of yourself as the director of a diversity here in the College of Education to be a resource for not only our first generation college students, but all of our students here at Purdue University. And you know, as the director of advising and retention here in the College of Ed, our door is always open to our students also. And I just want to make sure that our listeners know that we are here for you. Just know that you can build that village, just as Floyd shared. Make sure that you are now being the trailblazer for all of the other relatives and friends that you have in your circle who now can look to you and say, wow, if she or he can do it, then maybe I can do it. So thank you once again, Floyd, for joining us today. And I thank all of our listeners for tuning in. Again, this is Jackie Thomas Miller. If you want to reach out to me, my email address is jthomasm@purdue.edu. Come visit me or any of our advising team members on the third floor of Beering Hall. Once again, thank you for joining us and have a great day.